The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host, and this is our second emergency podcast of the week because in completely unexpected and inexplicable news, the Carolina Panthers have brought back Cam Newton. Joining me to break it down, the one, the only, John Breach. What's up, buddy?
Brinson, this is literally the last thing I had on my NFL bingo card today. If you would have told me Odell Beckham was signing to play soccer in the Premier League, I would have believed that before I believed that Cam Newton was going back to Carolina.
It ranks pretty high on the list of things that you would not expect to have happened in 2021. Although, I mean, look, this. All right, let's start. Let's start with this first. Is this a football move, or is this a let's forget about Sam Darnold and the second round pick we traded for him and the $18.8 million we owe him next year move?
Can it be both?
Yes.
I think it is both because, I mean, some of your tweets have been spot on. I would say that's about par for the course with Brinson. Of his 120,000 tweets, I would say 60,000 of them have been spot on. Which is a high number. You know, I'm going to give Brinson credit there. But it does feel like, you know what? We crapped down our pants with the Sam Darnold trade. It looks horrible. And now he's injured. And now we can just kind of shove that aside, pretend it never happened. And the best part is you can do all that and be happy with where you are because you're 4-5. You're only a half game out of the seventh seed in the NFC. So it's your season's not over by any means. And if you bring in a competent quarterback, and maybe one who's beloved by the fan base, all of a sudden things feel a little different. So yeah, I think it's a great football move because there's not a lot of guys who are available out there. And I think it does take kind of some of the stink off that Sam Darnold trade.
It really does. Like, it's amazing to see Panthers fans and the general football. I mean, like, we're doing an emergency podcast of this, right? Like, I mean, it was Debo sent out the alarm signal in Slack, and it was a no-brainer. Like, yeah, I mean, of course we'll do an emergency podcast on Cam Newton. Cam Newton coming back to the Panthers? You don't see this sort of reunion in the NFL. They cut him after 2018. 2019, they signed Teddy Bridgewater to a ton of money.
2019. After the 2019 season.
Right. He only played two games in 2018. It was hurt most of the season. 2019, they signed Teddy Bridgewater to play for them.
And you're 1 year off again, Brinson. You even corrected yourself. He played two games in 2019, and they signed Teddy for 2020. Your COVID timeline is...
Yeah, COVID timeline is throwing me off quite a bit. Right, sorry. 2020 is when they brought in Teddy Bridgewater. David Tepper, the owner, grew sour on him after just 1 year. Didn't believe that he could get the Panthers to a Super Bowl, get the Panthers to the playoffs. So they cut bait. 2021, of course, they trade for Sam Darnold, give him a second round pick, a fourth round pick, and they swap, I think, six round picks. Darnold now out for 4 to 6 weeks. And so they're bringing back Cam Newton. Like, again, like, awesome. I am one of the biggest Cam stands on the planet. I'm pumped for Cam. I'm pumped for the Panthers. But I think that and Cam, by the way, is fully vaxxed now. He's said that he's vaxxed. So I think technically he'd be eligible to play on Sunday against the Cardinals if the Panthers were so inclined. That game, of course, is on the road. I would let's see, Panther. Where are the Panthers?
Yeah, you know who they play after the Cardinals?
The one. Oh my God,
Ron Rivera.
In Carolina. So Cam versus Ron in Carolina next week. Like, surely they're not going to trot him out against the Cardinals this week, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way you play him against the Cardinals just because he's only going to have one full practice, which is tomorrow. And, you know, PJ Walker's been in the system. You throw him out there against the Cardinals, cross your fingers, hope they pull off an upset. If not, you get Cam in there. He has a full week of practice under his belt, and you play him against Washington. And we're looking at these contract numbers from Ian Rappaport. One-year deal worth up to $10 million includes $4.5 million fully guaranteed and a $1.5 million roster bonus. So that's the remember, we're halfway through the season. So if he's getting a contract worth up to $10 million, that's like getting a full-year deal worth up to $20 million. So this contract screams Cam Newton's our starting quarterback. I mean, you don't give anyone this type of money unless you are planning to start them for the rest of the season. So maybe he will be out there against Arizona. I don't know.
Maybe they signed him on Thursday afternoon at like 12:30. Are they starting him this week? Are they starting him this week? That would be crazy.
Right? That money says maybe. I mean, I just think it's too soon, but that money says maybe. That's enough money.
That does not scream, let's wait a week to start him. Money. It really doesn't. And my God, that is a lot of money.
Let me ask you. So, you know, we saw this report from
It's also possible that the 4.5 million, so 4.5 fully guaranteed. This is not veteran minimum money.
Right.
$1.5 million roster bonus. So he's more than likely getting a full $6 million for this deal. And then probably $4 million in incentive. So I would guess a big chunk of change if the Panthers make the playoffs, right? Like a $2 million roster, $2 million bonus if the Panthers make the playoffs. Touchdown. Like, I don't know how you do it midway through the year where you do, or maybe it's if Cam plays seven plus games.
I think it's gotta be season incentives. Cause like you said, there's not going to be season, you know, you'll see completion percentage, completions, passing yards. You'll see those incentives. That's not going to be in here. It's gotta be postseason related.
Couldn't you see Cam Newton like agreeing to do a deal where he's like, they're like, all right, we'll give you, he's like, I want a $2 million bonus if I win the Super Bowl. And they're like, okay. All right. I could see Cam doing that.
Because Cam's so confident in himself and the Panthers are like lunging to sign at the dotted line. They're like, yeah, we'll do that because we don't even think we're going to win the Super Bowl. So that's like a free non-$2 million for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like, sure, Cam, we'll do that. He's like, and of course, I want an additional $1 million bonus if I win MVP. And they're like, yeah, Cam, whatever you want.
You just keep coming up with these crazy contract stipulations. We'll add them.
Look, maybe he does start this weekend. That would just be if he starts this weekend, it would be really fast to do that, especially because as we pointed out, Cam was gone. Is this Matt Rhule's third year or is this his second year? Is this
2020 was his first year,
right? So no, Cam and Matt Rhule and Joe Brady haven't worked together.
No,
right? I mean, like, I don't
know. Hold on, that's the twist here, Brinson, is that, and maybe I want to know what you think of this situation. It's not that they just haven't worked together. Matt Rhule's first big decision as head coach was, we're getting rid of Cam Newton. We don't want Cam Newton. We're moving on from Cam Newton. We can go out and find somebody better than Cam Newton. And guess what? That's backfired in their face because David Tepper didn't want Teddy Bridgewater. As you mentioned, they traded way too much to get Sam Darnold. And so now they've come back like tail tucked between their legs and said, Cam, we need you back, buddy. And yeah. So, I mean, how do you feel? How do you think that meeting went on Thursday morning between Rhule, Tepper, and Cam Newton? I mean, that's bizarre.
I think I will say this though, that I think as ridiculous as people are like, oh, you know, got to swallow a lot of pride to bring Cam back and all that. That may be true, but this is exactly what Cam wants. Cam wants to be a starter, and he wants to go somewhere where he is, you know, embrace, hey, Ryan Wilson, everybody. Look who's back. The first time on the podcast since 2019. Ryan Wilson's come back just like Cam Newton. What's up, man?
Cam Newton's number one fan.
Yeah, dressed up for Cam Newton, too. And I had to do HQ real quick. Literally, I was cleaning my kid's bathroom when I got the call. I had just Sean Humblebrag. We have some visitors coming, so that's the second bathroom. What are you making faces for?
Two bathrooms.
You don't make your kids clean their bathroom?
Breach, I don't know, your kid will probably be better than my kids. It's not worth it. It's just not worth the headache. Anyway, so I humble brag.
Does your wife scream about like pee on the seats all the time?
Always, because she grew up in a house full of women.
Complaining about it, not to derail from Cam Newton. He's like, well, you teach him to wipe all the seats. I'm like, look, what do you clean the bathroom? What do you want?
He ain't gonna do it. They don't do it. But anyway, that's what I was doing. I'm sweaty, but you wouldn't know to look at me.
No, you wouldn't. You look great.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, great
extra
news
glossy,
from Cam Newton.
Wilson.
Really quickly, Wilson. By the way, don't ask me to do any math on 2018, 19, or 20 because I can't do it. I can't remember when the Panthers did anything. But I will ask you this. Today is Thursday. It is Thursday around lunch. Barbecue time in Carolina is when the Panthers signed Cam Newton officially.
Yeah.
Does he start on Sunday? He can't, right?
Well, it's P.J. Walker. And P.J. Walker is actually pretty good.
No, but if he as Breach and I discovered, if he doesn't start on Sunday, do you know who they play in next week, the week after?
Football team, right?
Ron Rivera in Charlotte.
Oh, in Charlotte, yeah.
Triple revenge game.
Yeah, you guys are huge. Actually, I think Brent's is bigger than Breach on the revenge games.
Yes, my favorite
thing. Here's the only thing, though.
Revenge game.
He doesn't know Joe Brady's offense. Like, was he there at all?
No, we already did the math. He was not there.
The first
move Matt Rhule did, as Breach points out, was to cut Cam Newton.
Although, and Jamie, I was just talking to Jamie Eisenberg, and he just pointed out that during the combine, before Matt Rhule's first season, he said, we want to keep Cam Newton. Because it was sort of like, as I noted, it like when he was at Baylor and Temple, he wanted to be all-inclusive with the kids and have 100 scholarships, and it just ain't going to work that way. I wouldn't start him against Arizona. Although, to Cam's credit, he came in during the lockout year as a rookie and balled out with very little preparation. He wasn't terrible in COVID year going to New England. You know, he struggled throwing the ball, but I think that was more injury-related than anything. Maybe he can come in there and do a few things. Is Kyler playing?
I don't think we know.
We don't know that
okay.
yet.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too, is if you don't play Cam Newton this weekend, I mean – ticket sales for that game against Washington are going to be through the roof. Like,
you know,
Panthers, I mean, like, this feels to me like some super group or some really famous rock band doing a mildly unnecessary reunion tour. Like when the Police got back together after 20, you know, after several years of being
a Breach, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline get back together one last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of what this would be. That's what this feels like with the Panthers reuniting with.
Isn't this actually just like J-Lo and Ben Affleck?
That's not bad, Brinson. I kind of like it.
Which one's J-Lo and which one's Ben Affleck?
I just meant that they're back together.
Oh, because both are real.
Well, Cam is J-Lo and the Panthers are Ben Affleck.
When did J-Lo have a rough patch, though? I feel like Ben had the roughest patch of the crew, and they both still did.
No, J-Lo's the star. She's the one that went off, and Cam did well with the Panthers and just decided – the Panthers just decided to
– The Panthers are currently 4-5. They've looked like doo-doo. They have played – terrible football, except for the exception of the three wins where they they looked awful. The Panthers fans are out on this team. They're over it. They're people are starting to like rip Tepper. Like, God, Tepper's an idiot. He can't, like, he traded for Darnold. He signed Teddy. Like, what is this guy doing? He can't keep his hands off the quarterback situation. And now it's like, we don't care because Cam's back. I mean, like, it's a really brilliant marketing move by the Panthers.
Well, you got to win. Here's what I'm thinking now that you brought it up. He's not playing this weekend if I'm Matt Rhule, but he's playing going forward, and here's why. They're currently eighth, as you know. They're 4-5. They're half a game out of the final wild card spot behind the Falcons, that was their last victory a few weeks ago. And I think, and these are Stephen O's numbers, I would imagine, Cam Newton gives them 0.2 of a win more than Sam Darnold. Certainly feels like more than that, so we'll see. But how many wins do you need, Breach, if you're 4-5 to get that seventh or even sixth spot? Because I feel like if you get is 8 wins going to do it?
I think 9 wins definitely does it. So you're only talking about going 5-3. And if 8 wins somehow does it, then you need to go 4-4, which is even more plausible because you look at their schedule. It's not just Washington. They play Miami after that. Maybe they luck out and they get a Cardinals team.
Then they get their bye week after that.
And then they get the Falcons.
If Colt McCoy starting, you know, they're not going to get blindsided by Colt McCoy like the San Francisco 49ers did. I think the Panthers defense will actually play the Cardinals well if McCoy's in there. So you're talking about Arizona with Colt McCoy maybe, and then Washington, Miami, Atlanta. I mean, they could easily go 3-1, and that's completely plausible. And if they do that, then you find yourself at 7-6, and you are probably leading that seventh wild card spot, and you're definitely right in the thick of it.
All right, you know what happens? One thing quickly, Breach. You know what happens when we kick team, Breach, when they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Your favorite thing.
They're going to The Buccaneers are going to bench everyone because they have the number one
draft up. I've been talking about that game for months, how the Panthers are going to win that game because of that. So over at Caesars, this is an interesting thing that sportsbooks have started doing in the last, really, I feel like this year is really the first year where it's happened, but adjusted win totals in the middle of the season. I have these on like my local, which is just something they haven't had in years past. The Panthers adjusted win total at Caesars is currently 6.5. The under is -120. The over is +100. If you were betting on this, what would you take today?
I'm taking the over all day long.
Yeah, I would pound the over. Get my hammer out. I'm pounding.
They got four wins.
Would you keep pounding?
They only need three. Yeah, they only need three. Keep pounding. Hashtag keep pounding. They only need three wins to get this over. And like we just said, they play Washington, Miami, and Atlanta. If that's not their three wins, if they just get two of those three, they only have to pull one upset the rest of the season. And, you know, as we saw this past weekend, Jacksonville beat Buffalo. Upsets happen all the time. So, I think the over looks like, I can't believe that's the number. I mean, that's mind-blowing that the plus is that over 6.5 is getting plus money.
Hey, by the way, do you guys remember where Cam Newton's first career start was?
No one knows.
Is it Arizona?
At Arizona, 422 passing yards. Remember, he set the rookie record because it was him versus Pat V in 2011.
First time start ever, revenge game.
Oh, my God.
And you know what's funny about that? That was the record for most passing yards in a first start until Mike White broke it against the Bengals this year.
Yikes.
Yeah. Dunk on myself.
Oh, we missed. Don't tell myself. Yeah, you good call.
Debo's in the Matrix today with the graphics.
He's just sharing his screen.
Debo's just been dying to have an emergency podcast, and now he's had two in a week. We go.
You think Debo has like?
You said that Cam only ran 8 times for 18 yards in that game. By the way,
Think Debo has like 4 screens and he's just banging buttons, like throwing up stuff, like he's Tom Cruise in Minority Report?
Maybe. Look, I think it would be a. So the playoff scenario, the playoff setup. And by the way, can we get Steve Smith back? Like everybody on that team that Debo just showed, Steve Smith is working for NFL Network. Josh Edwards, bring him
there
back.
There it is, Josh.
Greg Olson working for Fox now.
Legadu Nane, I saw
get
his
the
name.
Get the band back together.
D'Angelo, Legadu Nane.
That's a name. That's a one of the. He's an all-time name.
Throw that roster back up. The 2011. Just bring back the 2011 Panthers. Why not?
Because they weren't that good. Bring back the 2015 Panthers.
That's good. That's
here
good.
It is. Here we go.
Here it is. Vincent sucks at math. Thank you.
Co-workers coming out.
Oh boy.
Co-workers and listeners, you love to see it.
Yeah, love to see it. Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams is like a professional wrestler now. What's Thomas Davis doing?
Oh, he's probably still playing somewhere.
So yeah. I do think it's going to be interesting to see how well Cam's playing because we saw, you know, he started pretty well with the Patriots. Then just after he got COVID, downhill and didn't look good the rest of the season. But now he's had time to get healthy. Literally hasn't worried about playing football since whenever he got cut. I think that was August 31st. So he has had 10 weeks to get right. And this should be as healthy as he's ever been over the past 3 years. So maybe he'll look okay.
You know what's unfortunate? They didn't sign him last week because that's the revenge game you want, the Patriots.
Oh, man.
You guys missed out on an opportunity there.
Well, I mean, we didn't. The Panthers did. Look, and by the way, do we think Sam Darnold's actually injured or is this like a shoulder injury that will cost him the rest of the season?
It's the same injury that Zach Wilson has where the coach is just like, we got a better quarterback. We need something else. You're not cutting it.
I mean, I do think that, they have a shot at the playoffs. They are.
Oh, they have I don't know what the playoff odds have changed to. I don't know what they were before either.
Half to 9 wins.
they're a half a game out of the last spot. And we don't know what the Saints are going to do at number 6 because they don't have a quarterback of any sort of, you know, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
The Saints should have signed Cam Newton, frankly.
The Panthers in our latest playoff projections this week, this is before Cam got signed. From Stephen over at Sportsline, had a 6.9% nice chance of getting to the postseason, which is 8th, 9th, 10th, the 12th best in the NFC. So basically,
where are the Falcons and the Saints at, according to Stephen O, before the Cam Newton deal?
We had them left. We had the Panthers left for dead. The Saints were in the 6th spot, so in the playoffs. And then the Falcons were in the 10th spot.
Well, this now you
the seventh spot in the NFC went to the Vikings.
So, well, Stephen O sent out updated Cam Newton stats. Actually, the Panthers go from 8.5% chance to make the playoffs with Sam Darnold to 10.6% chance to make the playoffs with Cam Newton. They go from 7.1 wins to 7.3 wins. Their division chances go up 0.3%, which is actually kind of high. 10-1 to make the playoffs is a good bet.
I don't think it's crazy. I mean, you look at some of these games earlier in the season where, I mean, Debo, you had that Eagles game. That could have gone either way. They lost in overtime to the Minnesota Vikings. Yep. If they just win one of those two games, if not both, we're talking about the Panthers like being cemented in. Two of those wins would have had them at 6-3, and this would be a completely different story right now because they'd be in the sixth spot. So,
you know, I hear you lurking. What you got to ask?
Nothing. I was muted.
I take the yes. 10-1's good.
10-1.
It did sound like Debo was about to fall down again.
I was making sure Debo didn't hurt himself.
You want to explain yourself with the AK burning herself cooking?
Oh, what happened there?
Not right now. The emergency podcast.
We'll save that.
She keeps jamming her hands. She keeps jamming her hand in the oven all the time. She and her brother, my brother-in-law, both have burns. All like they're idiots. They keep putting like uncovered hands into the oven.
How come?
Because they're idiots.
Are they getting something out, or just that they're doing? Yeah.
Like she'll want to do. You know, like sometimes.
Do we need to get AK like an oven mitt for Christmas? Do we need to all chip in?
My sister-in-law got Jay, my brother-in-law, AK's brother, a oven mitt that extends beyond his elbow, so he would stop burning his arms. Like she didn't burn her hands. She burns she'll grab like a paper towel to grab
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe you guys should just get rid of the oven overall. Like, forget the oven mitts. The oven is the problem here.
I am very anti-heat. Like, heat, I don't touch anything that's even close to being hot.
Yeah, like most normal human beings.
Well, to the point where my wife's like, you got to quit being so oversensitive about the heat. But on the other hand, guess who doesn't get burned?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, you and me. Right. It's exactly. It is. You're the opposite of what AK does. AK is like... She's like, and she's also overblowing it with the tweet. By the way, Deepa, did you follow her on Twitter? Follow her back?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Just checking. She was asking questions about it. She didn't miss it if you followed her back.
Brett's rubbing off on her.
she was like, why didn't Deepa follow me? I was like, I'm guessing he doesn't know that you have, like, what your Twitter account is. Anyway.
What a way to put Devo on the spot, man.
You put me on. What are you talking about? He put me on. He's like, do you want to explain your wife burning herself all the time?
So you explained it.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's everyone's final record prediction for the Panthers right now?
All right.
4-5 with Cam Newton coming to town this week.
Cam Newton has already released a video on his YouTube page. Iconic saga. Oh my goodness gracious.
Breach, I'm gonna go with 8-9.
Eight and nine.
Does that math work out?
That works out.
8-9.
It's a 45-second Cam's back video.
Well, we saw him back. We know he's back. He's hugging David Tepper.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have to write a $10,000 royalty check to someone for Brinson playing music.
That was less than 5 seconds. We're fine. Spring Hill Outdoor says, this show is for people living in fantasy land.
I said 8-9. What's your record, Breach?
I was thinking 8-9 also. I'm leaning between 7-10 and 8-9. It's going to be tough to get to 9-8 just because their final four games are Bills, Buccaneers, Saints, Buccaneers. And so that is rough. I think they get at least three more wins. I'll go 7-10.
Oh, not even as optimistic as me,
but that's still over the 6.5.
Yeah.
Brinson, what do you think?
He's going to say like 11 and.
Well, I mean, he's the closet Panthers fan here. Before Philip Rivers.
I'm a Cam fan. I love Cam.
Stafford, Cam and the Panthers were Brinson's original baby.
I mean, I might.
Yes, he's back. He is back on the bandwagon, Brinson.
I might go full Panthers fan. I might be back. I'm back.
Just like you've always been. You just.
I'm 12-5.
9-8. 9-8 is my record prediction. The sixth seed. They take down the Buccaneers. They win the division. No, I'm just kidding. I think
Look, 9-8 isn't even that. I thought you were going to go play bold.
9 wins. No, I mean, they got to play the Bills, the Bucks twice. I do think the Bucks will sit everybody in that final week.
Bruce Arians ain't sitting nobody, and Tom Brady ain't going to let him sit anybody.
And they'd have to have a seed wrapped up because, you know, I don't think they're going to have the first seed wrapped up in that final week because they're a game behind the Cardinals right now. So they'd have to get a game ahead or two games ahead to not have to worry about it in the final week.
So I think they have a chance to win against the Cardinals if Kyler and crew don't play.
Yeah, definitely.
With PJ Walker?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Their defense is good enough that they can stop Colt McCoy.
Well, Mac Jones hurt Brian Burns' ankle, so we'll see where he is.
I know. Dirty. It actually wasn't dirty. He was grabbing him to stop him from chasing the football. He wasn't like...
Brian thought it was dirty. No, I saw it. Yeah, I saw
you know what's funny is after the Panthers beat the Saints in week two, that blowout, they won 26-7, and with the Saints coming off that Packers win in week one, it literally felt like, oh my God, are the Panthers really good this year?
Yeah, and they're not good. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it hasn't been as great since then, but like most of their games have been close. I think besides this Patriots game where Darnold just saw more ghosts, most of their games have been close. I guess that the inexplicable loss to the Giants, but again, you can put that one completely on Darnold. So you take him out of the equation for that. Remember that game,
that game was in MetLife Stadium where Sam Darnold, sees ghosts. So.
Right.
Just to look at their schedule, if they can find a way to beat the Cardinals this week, and you really have to just hope that, like, you're hoping Kyler Murray and Hopkins aren't playing, and that's
hope is not a plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's where the Panthers are. I think they can beat Washington. They can beat Miami. They can beat Atlanta. I mean, as Breach points out, they can go 3-1 over their next four games. They can also go 0-4.
By the way, if they lose to the Dolphins, the season's over.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's no coming back from that. Even if you beat the Cardinals and football team, you lose to the Dolphins, the season's over.
That's correct. You hang it up if you lose.
What if they beat everyone except for the Dolphins, Ryan?
They'll go to the playoffs.
Do they forfeit the playoffs because season's over?
They should.
I think if they want to be a playoff team, they need to go 3-2 heading into Christmas. And that's not unreasonable. Beat Washington, Miami, Atlanta.
Oh, right. Yeah. 3-2. And that
gets into 7-7 for those final three games with Tampa, New Orleans, Tampa.
And they got to win 2 of 3. Yikes. Yikes. That's a big ask.
Big ask.
But look, here's the thing. If Cam Newton is playing like he's healthy, that's a different conversation. You feel better about those last three games. If he's playing like he did last year, then you're like, okay, it's just basically Sam Darnold, but a little taller and a little faster.
Exactly. All right, that's it for the Emergency Podcast. We are going to hang out in the YouTube chat and talk some NFL football for a few minutes.
If we did an Emergency Podcast, I thought for sure it was going to be about Odell signing. I still can't believe Cam Newton signed a contract today. My mind's blown.
It is. Breach Pod 2000. It is insane that Cam Newton is signing with the Panthers before Odell Beckham is signing with anybody. And that Cam Newton is probably getting more money than Odell Beckham is going to get, which is, I did not see coming. Thanks for listening to the pod.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.